VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say at least six people have been killed in a suicide bomb blast Monday near a checkpoint in front of a high school in central Kabul. It's close to a site where a demonstration had just broken up. The Islamic State's Afghan affiliate known as IS Khorasan province claimed responsibility for the attack. Officials in Farah province say around 30 local policemen and four civilians were killed and several others wounded in a Taliban attack on police outposts in the Khan-e-Afghan district on Sunday night. Children and women were among the dead and wounded. The Taliban also took four policemen with them as hostages. Palestinians have fired dozens of rockets at southern Israel. Israel responding with airstrikes on Gaza a day after deadly clashes on the Israeli-Gaza border. Israeli officials say the rocket fire wounded at least seven people. On the Palestinian side of the border, officials say the Israeli airstrikes killed at least two gunmen. The latest violence comes one day after an Israeli incursion into Gaza led to fighting. Deadly wildfires raged Monday at several sites in the western U.S. state of California, with authorities saying 31 people have been killed, while another 228 are unaccounted for. The inferno was so intense that on three occasions it jumped 90 meters across a portion of a lake. Voters in the Kremlin-backed Donetsk and Luhansk regions of eastern Ukraine cast ballots Sunday for local government leaders. Denis Pushilin, the 37-year-old acting leader of Donetsk, was elected with over 61% of the vote. The U.S. and European Union have both denounced the elections as illegal and a deterrent to a negotiated settlement. The EU also called it a sham election. This is VOA News. The international human rights group Amnesty International said Monday it is stripping Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi of its top honor because of what it called her failure to speak out about or halt grave atrocities against her country's Rohingya Muslim population. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
From 1989 to 2010, Myanmar's military-led government repeatedly confined Aung San Suu Kyi to house arrest. During that time, Western governments and human rights groups, including Amnesty, continuously advocated for her release. But since becoming the country's de facto civilian leader in April 2016, Aung San Suu Kyi and her administration have failed to condemn or try to stop atrocities perpetrated by the military against minority Rohingya residents in Rakhine State.
Canada confirms that the country has heard a recording provided by Turkey of the death of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On Saturday, Turkey's leader said he'd given recordings of the killing to some countries. The Canadian leader, however, is the first head of state to officially confirm that his country's intelligence has heard the tapes. But he told reporters in Paris that he personally had not heard the recordings and he didn't divulge any of the content.
Protests and litigation seem to be dominating the vote recount in the U.S. state of Florida's pivotal races for governor and U.S. Senate. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
All 67 counties in Florida are facing a state-ordered deadline of Thursday to complete their recounts. It was a weekend of recount drama in Broward and Palm Beach counties, home to large concentrations of Democratic voters. Governor Rick Scott, the Republican candidate for Senate, is suing the Broward supervisor of elections over incompetence and gross mismanagement. Unofficial results showed Scott's lead over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson was 0.14 percentage points. In the Florida governor's race, Republican Ron DeSantis led Democrat Andrew Gillum by 0.41 percentage points. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia revealed Monday that the Taliban has recently held 10 rounds of talks with the U.S., in addition to the officially announced recent contact between the two sides in Qatar.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Douglas Rain has died. He was the voice of HAL 9000 from the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, HAL?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
Douglas Rain was 90. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.